Strike.
Oh, yeah.
Keep turning. Why is the wind holding it that much?
Coffee, this is a bit different.
This is like the time I got on stage at the beer garden in Surfers Paradise.
That is interesting. For anyone that doesn't know, we've got new microphones.
Yeah, they're heavy.
They are very heavy.
I thought you would have got a stand with them.
Look, we'll progress to that. We'll progress to that. But hopefully this comes out a bit better. It could be a disaster.
They feel expensive.
Yeah, well, they're all like good for their range.
You know what I mean? Like, you know when something feels heavy? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I like what you've done.
Now, these microphones have a setting in them where if you talk right into them, they really hear you. And if you don't, they can't really hear you.
Am I not talking?
So you might be a bit muffled.
Well, I thought they were expensive.
But we're just getting used to this. And with any luck, by the time this comes out, we'll have an Instagram page as well.
Will we?
The Slappy Cut is coming to Instagram.
How good's that?
Making major changes, man.
Yeah, you're all over it.
Yeah. So
you are the main man behind everything. So
apart from all my learning all this new technology, what have you been up to?
Working, mate. Busy start to the week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I guess we're only 2 days in recording this, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, big day today. Excuse me, it was massive. 8 lessons, a club fit.
Excellent.
It's big enough.
That is big enough.
And then, yeah, another big day tomorrow.
Yeah, well, Tuesday's my first day of the week, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I know that.
lots of clinics.
Yeah, they're going good.
I got to play about 14 holes today.
In
lessons. I had a 9-hole playing lesson with Jimmy, and then I had a 3-hole playing lesson with another lady, but we played a few more.
Wow.
So it was pretty good.
How'd you go? Did you smash it?
Weirdly enough, my driver, because I lent it out to someone and set it to 9 degrees and forgot to change it back, and I'm hitting it higher than I did the 10.
Maybe because you know it's 9, you're trying to hit
it. I think so. I'm trying
to
deliver it different. So I'm going to stick with it and just see how it goes.
Yeah, nice.
So it should be fun.
Awesome. How'd Jimmy play?
He played okay.
Yeah.
We got some putting work to do. I neglected his putting because he was putting well.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's time to get the putter back.
Never neglect what you do well, my friend.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I did. So.
What? Who'd you go out with? What lady?
Maria Lindsay is her name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was lovely. Cool.
She's a fun lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she was just saying, like, she didn't like lessons because she doesn't like hitting balls.
Yeah.
But she saw the playing one there and went, that's me.
So yeah, sweet.
It was good that we had that option for her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Happy days, mate.
Very good.
It's good.
News in the world of golf. What happened to Anthony Kim's nose?
Look, I'm no oil painting, but I don't know what happened. It looks like it's been cut off. He might have had cancer or something.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't judge too quickly, I guess.
You probably can't hack on him, mate, because is everything all right down there?
Yeah, I'm just checking the computer screen.
Something might have happened that's serious.
Yeah, it could have.
Or he had an addiction.
There could be that too. Either one wouldn't surprise me.
Paid out $10 million might turn your hand into some kind of addiction.
Understandable. Now, pretty cool thing. His last round, 5 under par, equal lowest round of the day.
What did he come second last?
Not last.
Yeah.
I think he was a bit higher than second last.
Third.
Maybe. It wasn't very high, but look, it was an improvement.
What did he finish total?
I think he had still finished about 5 over. I think he was 6-4 and 5
because
under.
The winners are on 13.
Yeah, I know. But it was positive.
Yeah, it's good.
In the way he's moving.
Look, I like him. I think it's good. I like his swing.
Yeah.
I just want to know what happened to his face.
Yes. We'll get him on here one day and we'll talk about it.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt it.
You don't reckon?
No.
Is it because we insulted him?
You insulted him.
I apologise.
I didn't insult him.
I take back my statements.
I've got Kahlua in here.
Some Kahlua. Coffee's drinking coffee.
Well,
he's tired.
I listened to our last episode the other day, and all you can do is hear me yawning the whole time. I was so tired. So I'm rolling with the coffee.
Good idea.
A bit of Kahlua in there, mate, just to give it a kick, you know?
Excellent. Now, yeah, mate. I messaged you with the idea of having a bit of a debate.
Yeah.
Who is the GOAT
and
of
I said
golf?
There's no point having a debate.
You said that, and I knew what your position would be. That's why I mentioned it, because I have a slightly different position, and I thought it'd be fun to suss it out.
And look, I only had 20 minutes to spend on this.
Yeah.
So.
But no one knows this man better than you.
Yes. Well, I'd say there's a few.
Look, I reckon before we get into that, I did a bit of research on like golfers through decades.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So yep. I want to read you a few before you finish your who you think the GOAT is. Just see if it might change your mind a little bit.
Mo Norman.
Mo Norman is not on this list.
Bugger.
He didn't play a lot of PGA events. He got bullied. Sent him back to Canada.
Did he really?
So you imagine the era he was playing in.
The what?
The era.
Yeah, like I thought the you
time.
Said the area.
No, the era he was playing in. Wasn't very acceptable of people like Mo. Like, he was highly autistic.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
So, he was teased and made fun of. And that's what happened.
I always go back and watch old videos.
Of his?
Yeah.
How good
all
are they?
All the time.
Man, he's a freak.
I love it. Just like that. Like that. Straight back. Straight through.
Yeah.
Like that. It's so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
And people doing all this bending and twisting. No, just... straight back.
So good.
He's very good.
Who's on your list?
Well, I've gone back to the 1960s.
You and your time travel.
Yeah, I know. I've gone back to the 1960s. And I've just listed a few people, right? This guy's got my favourite name of any golfer I've ever met. His name is Gay Brewer.
Gay Brewer.
Yep. He was on this list that I was researching. So,
How do you spell it?
G-A-Y.
Okay.
Gay Brewer.
I thought it might have been spelt different, but...
it's an awesome name. I love it. So, he... like, all time, he won 10 times on the PGA Tour.
Yep.
9 of them come in the 1960s. And he won his one of only one major in the 1960s. Yeah. So, that was his 10-year period.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty solid, right?
Yep.
Then you have guys like Doug Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
He won 15 times in the 1960s.
Yep.
0 majors.
Okay.
So, my debate's going to... I want your opinion on this.
Yeah.
How many PGA Tour events is a major worth?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to remember that. It's going to come up. I did have an Aussie in here, but he actually wasn't that good in a look at it. His name's Peter Thompson.
Look, oh, stop it. Not that good.
He won... in the 90s, he won once and won one... major out of the five. He won 5 majors 6 times on the PGA Tour. 85.
Peter Thompson won 5 majors.
Peter Thompson.
And different. He's not very good.
Just compared to everyone else on the list. Like, cause this is just going on his 1960s. I think he was a bit more prevalent in the 50s.
Okay.
Yep. But right compared to the 1960s guys, he actually probably wasn't that high up. Billy Casper. Ever heard of Billy Casper?
Kind of. Yeah.
So he won 33 times in the 1960s and he won one major. He's currently... he went 151 times on the tour.
Wow.
7th of all time. Billy Casper.
Yep.
A name to remember. And then my last three of the 60s, probably no surprise here. Gary Player, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
Now, Arnold Palmer, 43 times he won in the 1960s and won 6 majors out of the 7 that he won. Jack Nicklaus won 30 times on the PGA Tour that decade and got 7 majors.
Yep.
It's pretty... dominant performances, right?
I agree.
Gary Player only won 10 times that decade.
Yeah, but he cheated too much.
4 majors. He's got 165 wins worldwide. Mr. Worldwide.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide.
Is that pro or everything?
That's like professional worldwide events, right? 1970s. Billy Casper.
Are you going to do this all the way up until the 2020s?
Pretty much. No, not 20s.
Okay.
Billy Casper.
I'm going to be asleep in
a minute. 1970s again.
Okay.
He won 8 times that decade. Dave Stockton was on that list.
I don't know him.
Yeah. Yep. 7 of his 10 PGA Tour wins that decade and won 2 majors. Going down to like the last like 4, Tom Watson, Gary Player, Lee Trevino, Jack Nicklaus is on there again.
Righto.
Jack Nicklaus won 38 times that decade and won 8 of his majors.
What did he win all up? Like
73.
And that's it. So he won in 2 decades.
Well,
3.
No, he won in the '80s as well. He 5 PGA Tour wins, 3 majors.
There's a Greg Norman. Here.
Greg Norman in the '80s.
Yeah.
Eight wins. Seve, 7 wins. 4 of his 5 majors come in the 80s.
Did it? Okay.
Tom Watson, 21 times that decade, 5 majors. Pretty big.
It is.
Keeping in mind, you said a major's worth 10 PGA Tour events.
Yeah, so if you've won, like, 18 majors is 180.
Big number.
Events, yeah.
1990s. Absolutely. This is the start of Tiger. Keeping in mind, so Tiger.
But I also believe, like, yeah, the GOAT can also be, like, how they change the game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Not just.
That's who influenced my pick.
Yeah.
So the 1990s is good names on there. Ernie Els, Greg Norman's on there. Tiger won.
I told you, he's a pro.
He's a pro. Tiger Woods won 15 times that decade. Remembering he only turned pro in 1996.
Correct.
So very, very impressive. The 2000s, there's a good list here, but keep him like, so Vijay Singh won 26 times that decade.
Yep.
Phil Mickelson won 24 times that decade.
Mm-hmm.
Vijay, 2 majors. Phil Mickelson, 3 majors. Tiger Woods, 56 times and won 12 of his 15 majors just in that decade alone.
Yeah.
2010, so our boy Jason Day made a start. 12 PGA Tour wins, 1 major. DJ's on that list. Brooks, Rory, Bubba. And then Tiger's on that list again. 11 wins, 1 major. So he's very prominent, like 90s. 2000s, 2010s, right? Especially,
Tiger, yeah.
Especially 2000. That was 2000s was his
absolutely
years of dominance.
Yep.
Quickest, like he got to world number one in a ridiculous amount of time too. So very, very talented. But I want to go through. This is where I wanted to clear up, like, what our debate's going to be on this, on who's the GOAT. What's going to define? Like, is it defined by just pure tournaments won? Is it defined by world, like worldwide tournaments won? Is it declared on majors? Is it weeks at number one? Is it declared on who changed the game? Is it a mixture of everything?
It's a mixture of everything, in my opinion.
Because if you go off Tiger Woods, he obviously dominated world number one.
Yeah.
He's not outright leader on PGA Tour wins.
No.
Sam Snead's top with one, him.
Yeah, and some of them.
He's 3 behind Jack.
Some of them aren't actually real wins that Sam Snead had.
No, yeah, but.
No, he was taking little six-a-side, buddy. $1,000 money games that got on that thing. Yeah, mate.
Back in his day, that's all right.
No.
Back in his
day. Tigers had actual fields.
No, please.
Of people.
I'd like to talk about fields too. Do you think Tiger was playing against more like better players than what, say, Jack was?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh.
I think he's the size. I think there was better players in Tiger's era than there was in Jack's era.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trevino will have something to say about that.
Yeah, well, the Mexican can come after me.
Keeping in mind, too, so, like, if you're going off world number one weeks...
Who did Jack have to beat?
Arnold Palmer.
Yep.
Gary Player.
Yep.
Lee Trevino.
Yep.
Tom Watson.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, who else is
four? If you had to make a Mount Rushmore a golf, they'd nearly all be on it.
Yeah, but then you got, like, Phil, Vijay, Ernie, David DeVal... Like,
I'm sorry, but I'm looking at all-time wins on this list and I can't see Vijay. I can't see Phil.
Yeah, fair point. But how many majors has Phil won?
6.
Yeah, Vijay? I
think he won 3.
Ernie?
2?
Because the... What was that? But the caliber of player overall in Tiger's era was better than the caliber of player in Jack's era. So the reason why all those 5 won so many is because they're just competing against themselves. If you add up,
and Tiger was versing nobody.
No, I mean the field size is bigger. So if you go back and think about who won all those majors through Jack's era,
yep,
there'll be so many repeatable people.
Yep.
Whereas in Tiger's era, besides him winning them, there's lots of different people because there's more better players. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
But, oh, sorry, I just touched your knee.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Yeah. That was a bit brawl.
Yeah. Can't say
that. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
And, like, it's very hard to argue against Tiger being the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Do you know who I picked?
Probably Arnie.
No.
Well, You're saying they changed the game a bit, so I don't know who you picked.
I picked Ben Hogan.
Yeah, well, I love Ben.
I
don't think he's the greatest of all time.
Well, 64 PGA Tour wins, which I think is third all time. 9 majors. In 1953, won the Masters, the US Open, British. So you got those three.
How many Hall of Fame careers has he got?
Well, what he was playing between,
and not overall, I mean, spans. So the Tigers had 3 Hall of Fame careers, different sections of his career, not just adding up all different majors and.
No, I know what you mean, at different periods of time.
Yeah.
Right. I'd have to do some more research and break down when he won.
Mate.
But was Tiger's career interrupted by the World War?
He had a massive war with his ex-missus. That resulted in a few car crashes.
It was about the same as a World War.
Yeah.
But so, like Benny Hogan, he served in the World War between 43 and 45, the US Air Force.
Yeah.
So he served in that. He had a massive car crash when he was 36, which is arguable peak career time.
What about the big dog?
Yeah, I know. I'm just bringing it in, but I don't think it's anything compared to this guy. Double fracture of the pelvis, fractured collarbone, left ankle fracture, chipped rib, and near fatal blood clots. All because he dove in front of his wife in
what
the car.
What a man.
What a man.
What a man.
What did Tiger do with his missus?
Well, he was probably chasing her. He's running away from his wife.
And then if you want to go off pure golfing ability, the guy suffered from the yips. Do you know that?
Ben Hogan.
Yep.
Did not know that.
He had the yips. Pretty good.
There you go.
You want to hear a quote from one of his peers at the time?
Sure.
Yep. So they said Ben Hogan invented practice. That was the quote. Yeah. Because so of the time, it wasn't a career to play professional golf.
Even back then, he used to get balls, Ben Hogan, and float them in water and spin them. If they didn't spin perfect, if they were going all wonky, you'd get him out and throw him out because they wouldn't fly properly.
I thought Bryson was a weirdo. He started that.
Yeah.
Makes sense when you read about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes certain sense. But yeah, Benny Hogan is my...
Benny. There we go again.
Yeah. My pick for...
Yeah, look,
The golfing go. And then if you go off, like, who changed the time, like, who changed the game? Probably not so much change, but if you think about, like, the book he wrote and, like, the 5 fundamentals of golf, we all use that.
Yeah.
Right? And we've all read it. So it's, like, that's our go-to for... For golf swings, really.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
Very good player.
You can have that. But yep. I think Tiger, he changes the purses,
prize money. He changed the prize money.
He made golf enjoyable again. People got into it, like...
After Arnie.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arnie was good at that.
Well, he passed the torch, and who did he pass it on to? Tiger. Well, who else was doing what Arnie did?
Oh, no one, but I think he was a bit old to pass the torch.
What do you mean?
Arnie would have been old by the
That's
time.
That's what I mean. Like, so there's no one after Arnie.
Mm.
Between Arnie and Tiger, who was there?
Let's put in Retief Goosen.
Retief?
Retief Goosen.
So, yeah, I believe Tiger, mate.
I think as far as, like, 15 physical...
15 majors, 82 wins.
Physical athletes. Like, he changed the athlete that...
Yeah,
like a modern athlete.
Tiger got player of the year 11 times. He's a money leader 10 times. He won the Vardon Trophy 9 times. Like, it's pretty incredible.
41 DP Tour wins.
Who's that?
Tiger.
Yeah.
Considering he was never a full member of the tour.
Mr. Worldwide.
I wouldn't call him Mr. Worldwide. Call him Mr. America, maybe.
Is he?
Yeah. Anyway, who would you put in your Mount Rushmore golf? Keep in mind, Tiger put himself on there.
So he should. I'd put myself up there.
You're not on there.
yeah, look, I'd probably put Tiger. I'd probably put Lee Trevino. I love Lee.
Lee is very good.
I'd probably put Hogan and Nicholas. How many's on the Rushmore?
4.
That'll do.
Okay. Bobby Jones doesn't get a start.
Don't know enough about Bobby. Enough about Bob, except for like building the Masters,
yeah,
and winning everything as an amateur.
Very good amateur golfer.
Yeah, so yeah, I'd probably put them.
Mm.
You put me on the spot.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
that was on purpose
with the debate as well. So you'd win. That's why I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I'll get you at the last minute. I just knew you'd pick Tiger.
Yeah, of course I would.
And I thought I want to argue against Tiger a little bit. Because he's very hard to argue against.
Correct.
Yeah. Especially over like the span of his career.
I'd probably put Scottie Scheffler on Mount Rushmore.
At the moment, if you put current players, man, isn't he looking good?
Mate, if he keeps putting like he did in that final round, he is going to win everything.
Well, what did you send me? It was 17 from 17?
Yeah, 16 from 16. But a lot of his putts were pretty close.
Still, it's a fair range. He obviously had at least one putt that was 15.
So his lag putting was awesome.
Yeah.
He was lag putting so good.
Well, his shots gain stat would tell you if he putts like an average PGA Tour player, he's going to smash everybody.
Yeah, so he was number one in strokes gain off the tee, number one around the green, number one total, second greens in reg, and he was number five in putting. So he's gone from 145 to five.
And won by five.
And in 1 week, yeah.
Was he, I didn't watch a lot of it, was he close to the leaderboard on the last day? Like, was he in the conversation or he just killed
yeah,
the last day?
Yeah, he was one behind.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
De La Torres and Wyndham Clark maybe were on a nine or something.
He's not really.
He was 10. He might have been one in front. I can't remember.
You can't really call him a smoky for the Masters or any tournament.
He's going to shit it in, mate.
But he's looking good.
I'd almost put this place on him.
That's big. You going to do it?
I said I'd almost. Because he's if he putts like that, you're not catching him.
No way.
Like, I reckon he's going to win the Players by about five. Four or five. Yeah.
Did you see the reason why Tiger pulled out of the Players? Or he's not playing? I didn't read it.
He found out he wasn't the greatest of all time and he's a bit upset.
Yeah. Brando said he wasn't the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I don't know why. Nah.
He put him as the fourth face on Mount Rushmore and he's headless.
He's probably he's probably just knows he'll chop it.
Probably.
He hasn't been playing great.
Well, he hasn't been playing.
No, he can't play.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think is it time to... I don't know. I'm not going to say it's time to call quits because I don't know anything about
it. Do you like the elevated tournaments?
The more, like, more money?
Yeah, limited field, isn't it?
Because I'm not...
There was only 70 people in the field, right?
Yeah.
And 11 of them missed the cut. There was a cut and 11 people missed the cut.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the point? Make it 140 and half of you miss the cut.
How many elevated events do they have now?
Six or something?
Yeah, okay.
In the majors? They've already had two, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I get why having it there. It forces all the good players to be in one spot at one time.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, I think if they're going to have, like, if they're going to have events like that, you might have, let's say, two or three and have no cut. Make it 50 players.
Yeah.
Best 50.
Don't have 70 and 11 miss out.
No, that doesn't make sense.
No.
At all.
Silly.
But yeah, why do the best players in the world need to play for more money?
Yeah, it's just a money grab. It's trying to keep all the guys on PGA Tour on the tour.
Yeah.
Not go to live, that's all it is.
Yep. That's where the money's at.
Absolutely.
At live. Talking about live.
Yes.
PGA versus live.
Ooh, all right.
We picked a good game this week.
Basketball?
Basketball.
All right.
Only five players. Now, I've watched a little bit of basketball, but I've never really been invested in the game itself. So I didn't know any of the positions. I don't know what they're meant to do. I've done a bit of research here.
I used to play as a kid.
Yep.
But I'm a midget, so never had a career in basketball.
I know what position you can play. Wait.
Point guard.
I wrote notes. Wait. Point guard. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to fire away.
So, just so you know, you are PGA this week.
Yeah, I know.
And I've gone live.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. So, all right. Am I going first?
You go first.
So, my point guard is Eric Cole.
Okay.
All right. So, he's 5'8" and 135 pounds. So, Cole is described as today's Spud Webb. Do you know who Spud Webb is?
No. Who's Spud Webb?
You don't know who Spud Webb is?
No.
So he's, I think he was 5'4" back in the day. This little fella and used to be able to jump and dunk and like he won dunk comps and he was tiny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was amazing. Yeah. So he's today Spud Webb and he's got a vertical leap that would... with a vertical leap a pole vaulter would love, it allows him to be very dynamic for his stature.
Yeah.
So
he's very fair.
He can jump. All right, my shooting guard is Joel Damon.
Oh, Damo.
So, he's got hands the size of a cinnamon donut, and a shooting style that oodles a flow of a Thai massage. His ability to get to get it done is second to none. A real escape artist for his team.
Yeah.
Right. That's Joel.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be very good at basketball. My center is Lanto Griffin. I got no idea what the positions actually do. He's my center. He's often referred to as USA's Andrew Gaze.
Yep.
So Lando is often caught gazing into the crowd in search of his next date. He has a passing game of Jamie Ainsco, and he has a leg speed of Jeff Tuvey.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Tuves gets Tuves. A mention.
My power forward is Joel Highsmith. And I've never heard of this guy.
I was going to say, who's Joel? Who's Highsmith?
I don't know. So his last name says it all. This kid is tall. At 7'3", Highsmith is a towering figure.
Is he actually 7'3"?
And he often gets caught goaltending. Is that still a thing? Goaltending? Yeah. And he has the reach of a mature giraffe. And he has 5 triple doubles for this year. Do you know what a triple double
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I know what a triple double is.
That's Joel Highsmith.
Is he actually 7'3"?
Today he is.
Oh, so we don't know.
And do you have small forward?
I do have a small forward.
So Doug Gim's my small forward.
Yep.
Clearly chosen as the name suggests. Doug Small. So he can do a layup and just slap the backboard with his hand. Remember how he used to do that at school?
Yeah.
That's his claim to fame. So, and he said his most favourite basketball player is Penny Hardaway. Do you know him?
No.
No.
I know Michael Jordan.
All right. That's my team. Oh, the coach is Adam Shank. His traits that he loves basketball and Dennis Rodman.
Rodman's a man.
Yes, that's the coach.
He is a man.
I suck at basketball.
Yeah, I didn't pick a coach. In fact, I didn't even write any notes on him. I was meant to and I forgot because I was doing everything else. I wrote players.
Oh, man.
But I'll make something up.
No, don't make it up.
So let's start with my shooting guard. So
Shooting guard,
they're usually prolific three-pointers.
Okay.
Big offensive threats.
Are they?
Yep.
All right.
My guy is standing at 193 centimetres tall, Dustin Johnson.
DJ.
The three-point specialist.
Is he?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. He's good mates with Rodman too. Often caught in Vegas the night before a game.
They would have a good time together.
They'd have a great time.
Yeah.
My center. All right. So the center is usually the tallest person on the team.
Is it?
Yeah. Great at rebounds. Adrian Meronk. New to live.
He's tall.
He is tall. 197 centimeters tall.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's almost 2 meters.
Big boy.
Wow.
Big boy. So, you know, just when I say center, good at rebounds. He's the man. Get him under that hoop. He's going to, if you miss it, you're in trouble.
Goaltending.
He's goaltending. That's right. My small forward. He's my most versatile. He can do everything. Thomas Peters.
He's not small.
196 centimeters. He's not the smallest person.
Why are they called small forwards?
I got no idea why it's called a small forward.
All right.
All I know is that he's on my team at 196 centimeters. My point guard, Bryson DeChambeau.
He wouldn't be able to dribble a basketball.
Man, he doesn't have to. He'd know the science of how the ball bounces.
Oh,
and
stop it.
He'd know he has to throw this amount of force into that part there. It's going to bounce a certain way.
You lost.
Nah, Bryson DeChambeau.
You lost today.
My power forward. He's usually the most powerful and dependable scorer on your team. John Rahm.
Oh, big Rambo.
188 centimeters tall. I can't think of a better... Like, think of the name. Power forward. Now, you think I lost because I picked Bryson DeChambeau on my team.
I do.
Can I change it?
No way.
Yeah, my point guard's going to be Anthony Kim.
Yeah, you lost again. Double loss.
Double loss.
Yeah.
But I feel like basketball is a good pick.
It's good.
It's a lot small. I won't forget to write notes
next
time.
That's okay, mate.
But at least I know a little bit more about basketball.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't know any of those names. I knew point guard, sorry. And that's it.
Did you know point guard because of Michael Jordan?
No.
I think that was his position.
I just remember it from, I don't know when, mate.
From your basketball days?
Yeah. From playing mini ball.
Mini ball.
We used to play mini ball and they'd drop the rings down.
Oh, yeah.
The rings would come pretty low, which was nice for me.
Excellent.
All right, that's 2-1.
2-1 to you.
I won that.
Was it 2-1 to me?
No, it's to me.
Bugger.
I won rugby. What did we do the first week? Don't know. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I think we did cricket.
We did.
We did cricket.
Yeah.
And then we did soccer. Yeah. I won the soccer.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Had a good soccer team. My coach was Fred Couples. There we go.
Yeah.
I didn't pick one. I just thought he's an old bloke.
I don't like that team at all.
What?
No.
You kidding? They're all giants.
Yeah, but I just don't like them. I used to like Freddie until he sooked about Liv.
Yeah. A lot of them sooked about Liv, but yeah. They all end up over there. Yeah.
Do you reckon Rory's going to Liv?
No. Not after recent comments that I saw. I don't think he's going.
I don't know, man.
Do you think Liv's going to start like a champions tour?
Maybe.
Their next step is going to be getting into the women's game and getting into the older people's game.
Maybe.
Don't know. Could be a thing. Freddie Couples could be champions tour.
You know your conspiracy theory about AK?
It was right.
So
we won't mention names. We don't want to get him in trouble.
Don't we?
No.
Okay.
But a source.
So one of our friends lives in another country.
Yep.
And
in an undisclosed location.
Yeah, across the ditch. And he he had some people playing at his course that were friends of AK and they FaceTimed him and blah blah blah. And
yeah.
What you said is pretty much true.
Yeah.
Spot on, mate.
How good was that? I'm so happy with that.
It's a good call.
It was a very good call. It was a bold call.
It was. Mate, more importantly, I putted with the claw last week.
Yeah, you did. And your putting was quite impressive.
Except for one.
Except for one, but you're only new to it.
It was good. I liked it.
So, welcome to the club.
Thank you, mate.
I think long term, could be you.
It felt really nice.
Your thing is, we're just going to get you to stick to one grip.
Yeah, but I haven't practiced any other grips this week.
Good job.
Yeah.
Have you practiced any putting this week? Well, welcome to the claw.
Yeah, I like it.
Definitely a grip I'd recommend to a lot of players.
Yeah, I'm just going to maybe need a bit fatter grip.
Yeah, I like the thinner grip with when I do it. I don't know why.
It was good. But I loved it.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yes.
I've put you in the history books.
Oh, here we go.
And it's a lot. It's all Tiger based.
Oh, I should know more of this.
Right. Yeah, really need to know more. I just need to know what you do.
Yeah. Spit it out.
2008 US.
Hey, I've been there.
Anyone that can't, you can't see on the camera, but there's a screen going. It's got some different places.
That was Verona in Italy, anyway.
Good spot?
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Italy.
Yeah.
It's on the list. That's the Hogwarts Express.
I have not been there. What's that at?
Hogwarts Express. It's from the Harry Potter movies. I think it's in Scotland. I think it's where it's filmed.
Okay.
2008 US Open at Torrey Pines.
Correct. Playoff with Rocco Mediate.
Yes. So, my question is, this is before the playoff. Do you remember the 18th hole?
Negative. Double bogey.
No, Tiger birdied it to force a playoff. Oh. So, Tiger must hole a 12-foot putt for birdie and force a playoff with Rocco Mediate. So, history tells you that he made it.
Yeah.
I want to know, how many attempts do you need to hole this putt?
13.
13?
Yeah.
And you'll get it?
Yeah.
On the 13th?
Yeah.
That's a very precise number.
Yeah.
What is it? Like one try for each foot and then the last one you get it?
I don't know.
Do you remember watching the putt?
Yeah. It was going fast and caught the edge, didn't it?
He was celebrating nearly... Yeah, it just caught... But he was celebrating before it went in.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, you're lucky that thing even went in.
Yeah.
But did it on one leg too, the big cat.
Yeah. Mate, it's greatest of all time. Yeah.
1997.
Masters?
No. You're playing the 16th at the Phoenix Open.
Oh, have a hole in one.
Yeah. So, memorable for Tiger's hole in one.
He pumped the air.
Yeah. Here's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. I want to know, what would your reaction be if you were Tiger in this moment, and what piece of clothing comes off first?
Yeah. My hat, so I can get my shirt off.
Yeah.
And then while I'm running, the belt comes undone and the pants kind of fall down while I just keep running.
Well, you keep running to the hole.
Yeah.
I can 100% see you doing that. This is the best ever.
We were playing You just reminded me of something. We were playing years and years and years ago when I was at, used to go to TAFE for my old work. This is a long time ago. We used to go to the library at lunchtime. So the library was a pub.
Yeah.
And have a couple of schooners and play some pool. And one day we're playing pool. And if you didn't sink a ball back then, you used to have to drop your dacks and run around the pool table. All
right. That's a fair. That's all. That's the go-to bet, right?
Yeah. So like everyone knew it. So this guy broke and sunk like five off the break. I missed and then he sunk all the balls.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, huh. So I just dropped my dack, walked around the table, put my pants back on and stood up and the chick behind the bar goes, don't fucking do that again. It's death standing. And I was like, okay. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I was like, whoops.
I think you would do that. I think, like, everyone else would argue the point.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not doing that. No, you're not serious. I can't do it now.
Yeah.
You don't even get asked. Yeah. Just drop the dacks and off you go.
Well, yeah. It's not like I want to get anything out.
No.
For sure.
That's fair.
But
I've done one nude run in my life. So, I did it around, you know, like where the Gallows car park is.
Yeah.
So I did it from, I was parked in the car park there and I did it from there. I ran down the hill, like, you know, across like that main strip.
Yeah.
And then back up. Did that whole loop.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Nice.
Yep.
We used to play nude cricket every Mad Monday at midnight.
Yeah, never did that.
That was freezing. Freezing.
That was with the footy boys, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. The year's 1994.
One of the amateurs.
Yeah, US amateur final at TPC Sawgrass.
Yep.
So I can't pronounce this guy's last name. His first name's Trip. Trip like Kuhini.
Over.
No. Trip Kahini, I think his name is. Not over. Trip Kahini. So it's a 36 hole play, like 36 hole match play final.
Sorry, I'm laughing at myself. Right.
36 hole final, right. So after 18 holes, Trip leads by 6.
Yeah.
He's 6 up. 18 holes to go. Tiger would win.
Didn't he win the last like 4 holes?
Won the last he won 5 of the last 10 holes, took a 1 up lead on the 17th and 1 on the 18th.
Wow. Right.
You are now Trip. 6 up with 18 to go. Can you hold on for dear life to make golfing history?
Honestly?
Yep.
Yes.
You reckon?
No. Well, it's match play, so I don't have to beat him off the... like, it's not stroke.
No. As long as you have to have more birdies than
so
he does.
6 up with 9 to go. Mm-hmm. How many birdies did he have that back 9?
6 up with 18.
Oh. Yeah, probably not.
So essentially, if you lose next year, you square through with 12 to go. If you lost the 6 in a row.
Oh, I'm going to say no.
It'd be a tough ask.
Yeah. It'd be... maybe. Am I the same age or am I my age now?
What age do you want to be?
The age now.
Yes.
Probably not. No, I don't think I would. You'd get scared.
Was it one of the, I don't know if it was, no, it wasn't Trip. I think it was one of his US amateur finals was against a guy like who was like 45.
Yeah.
Cool, right?
Absolutely.
Last one, you ready?
Yeah.
The year is 2009. Think of anything memorable happened in 2009?
Look, I think I was in England. I don't remember much of that year.
Okay. 2009. You have been confronted by your wife, Elin Nordegren.
Just say Jasper's nanny, right?
I'm just going to call it Elin.
Ellen?
Ellen. Ellen?
I don't know. What are you saying?
You've been confronted by your wife, Elin Nordegren. That was Tiger's wife at the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You've been confronted by your wife about having an affair or affairs.
In Australia or in America?
No, you're in America. Yep. You're married to...
yeah.
Ellen. How/can you talk your way out of it? Why did you cheat on this absolute glamour? Or do you... no, sorry. You got questions here. So, options. How/can you talk your way out of this? Why did you cheat on this absolute glamour? Or do you choose to instead crash your Cadillac SUV into a tree at 2:30 in the morning in the hope your face is mangled beyond recognition and your brain forgets who you are so you can start a new life with the love of your life, Kara?
She doesn't listen, so... yeah, option C.
option C. Good pick.
Yep.
Good pick.
Yep. There's no talking out of that one.
I don't think there is there?
No.
So, from memory, she had the phone.
Yep. They come out of the woodwork when he was in Australia, apparently.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
The women?
Oh. Yep.
Wouldn't surprise me.
That's when he won, too. He won the... When he came over here, and he was just going nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like your history stuff.
My history stuff?
It's really good.
It's been fun to write.
I love it.
Mm.
It's really good.
I thought I'd be interested to see if you could talk your way out of sleeping with 50 women or whatever he did.
Nah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's horrible.
It's very horrible.
We don't condone it.
We don't condone it.
Slappy does not condone it.
The poor bugger, like, to an extent, like, he was... Well, I won't say pressure.
Don't try and stick up for him.
No, but I can. I can try.
Does Emma listen to this?
Yeah, but I'm going to try stand up for him.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm not him. I have a life.
Remember, you've got Charlie.
Yeah, Tiger didn't have a life. Here's my thing. You ready? Yeah. Tiger had no life. And so my argument for him was he found a release with these women, which he shouldn't have. So you think about, like, if you're having like a stressful time, or if you're working hard, you have something you can go do, right? So whether that's, I'm going to go swim in the pool and have a beer, and that's my right. Or I can go play golf, right? Yep. He didn't have that. His whole life was just golf, 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 golf. And then he found his release in these women.
Did you just say that?
Yeah. Pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah, look.
Look, I could be getting a bit deep there. He could just be a very, very average person, which he probably is.
He'd have a lot of them throwing themselves at him,
mm-hmm.
which, yeah, would be confronting.
Does he win as many PGA Tour events not sleeping with any of the women?
No. Because he doesn't have a release.
That's his time off. That's his release. It's his release. Look, I know it sounds bad.
It is bad.
But, you know, the guy didn't go fishing.
Oh, well, he did.
Stressed down.
He come down under. He went fishing.
Do you think Tiger will ever come on the podcast?
Yeah, of course.
I'll call this episode something weird so he doesn't look at it.
No. He won't ever hear the slappy.
Yeah, I reckon?
Mate.
We had a couple listeners in America. It could be him.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No.
Not at all.
No, what's up next? You're the agenda man.
I am the agenda man.
Oh, actually, you know how I was hacking on Minwoo Lee?
Yeah.
He drives at 306 yards. He had the longest drive this week. 385 yards.
Oh, yeah, that's not very far.
No.
Want to rip on him now?
No.
Because the average is 306.
No, I don't. I take that all back.
Take it all back?
I seen him firsthand at the Aussie Open on the range. It was only him and Lockie.
That's cool.
He was just sending it before he teed off.
That's like, cool.
Sending it.
He's good.
It was pretty cool.
He's good to watch.
I love it.
What's, Big Lockie's got some stuff coming up.
Yeah.
So, did you go through that last time?
I think so.
Yeah, going over to the US.
Yeah.
For some events there. How do you go in Kenya? Runner up, wasn't he?
Come second, yep.
Which is awesome.
He done really well. Yeah. Went amazing. He's going down to Q School in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Melbourne. Yep.
And then he goes over to the States.
Excellent. Yep. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, he's going well.
It's so cool. Yep,
doing well, so.
Is he coming back through COF soon?
24th, I think. He would drive down. So he's driving from Harvey down. So he's going to stay here one night, so he might have a yarn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's in.
Yeah, he'll be keen.
We got mics now, Lockie, if you're listening.
Absolutely.
That's good stuff.
What would you shoot at the Players, do you reckon? TPC Sawgrass.
What do I shoot at Sawgrass?
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I'd be really happy if I broke 80.
Yeah. I had 85 written down for you.
That's... That's pretty much spot on.
Yeah.
I'd be very happy if I broke 80.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good day out for me.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a tricky course.
It is very tricky. And like, I think a lot of us underestimate just how hard those courses can be. Right. It's so they're not, they might make it look easy, but they're not easy. And for your average, like, I'm sorry, statistically speaking, we're better golfers than the average Joe. Right. So I read it somewhere. We're somewhere in a low percentage of people. Yep. But even in that number, it's still the level of golf is so different.
Yeah. It's next level.
Well, just, you would have seen, like, when you saw Minwoo hitting balls at the range, just the way the flight comes out, you go, man, that's different.
It is different.
It's not what I do.
Stop it.
Yeah. What would you shoot?
What would I shoot? Probably 84.
And I'm shooting 85.
Yeah. Well, we're only as good as your last performance.
And look, you got me on the last performance too, by a bit.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
We'll have this chat again Thursday.
Yeah, hopefully. I gotta get a babysitter.
Oh, okay.
What I wanted to talk about, it's not golf related. The NRL went to Las Vegas, and there hasn't been any stories about anyone stuffing up.
No. There was one incident.
No, not on the football.
Not on off field.
No, I mean like off field. Like,
I've heard nothing about off field.
It's crazy.
And I'm very surprised. Very impressed by the NRL players.
I'm almost angry. I thought, I dead set thought something was going to happen.
I need some news.
Yeah.
Look now, good on them.
The Dragons the other night, mate.
Yeah.
First game of the year, you normally start pretty good.
But you
actually looked okay.
We actually looked good.
You looked fit.
Mm.
Not you, the Dragons.
Oh.
You looked fit. Now, top eight, bottom eight.
I'm an optimist. I'm going for top eight. If we can hold like that sort of like look and keep improving on that, I think we'll be top eight.
You did play the Titans.
We did play the Titans. So you got to keep that in perspective too. Yep. Right? But teams like, if you are playing teams like the Titans, you got to keep going. And I think they did that.
Yep.
Like, it wasn't a like smashing, but it was 20, what, 8-4 or something like that. Like,
that's not very bad.
It's good. So, positive.
Ben Hunt's kicking game is horrendous.
Yeah, it wasn't too flash.
It is crap.
He doesn't kick a lot. Especially, like, on the try line, he'll go for the pass.
He shouldn't.
So, but he put a kick in and set up for Lomax.
Did he?
Mm.
Didn't say that.
It was very easy. I could have kicked that.
Would you?
Left footed.
Sloane's looking fast, eh?
He is looking fast. And I was actually very, like, a couple errors, but I was very impressed with his defense.
Yeah.
There was a couple of times there the Titans should have got over. Like, they were over the line and the boys just got under it. I was very impressed. I'm actually going to see them.
When?
On Sunday.
Really?
So, we're going to Dolphins.
Yeah.
So, we're going to Sunshine Coast on Monday anyway. Going there for a week for a holiday.
Yep.
And I talked everyone into going a day earlier on the Sunday so I can watch the Dragons versus the Dolphins.
Where is it?
In Redcliffe at KO Stadium.
On Sunday. Make sure you leave early.
You reckon?
Yes. The traffic will be...
Oh, the traffic will be bad?
Crap.
Because we're going to leave here pretty early anyway. Yeah. So, because we're going to get into accommodation and stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So, we're going to leave here pretty early. And then, I'm going to go to the game.
Love it.
I haven't watched a Dragons game since 2018.
Yeah, I haven't seen a Raiders game ever. Actually, a lie. 2019 grand final.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Wasn't good?
No.
Yeah, no, 2018 was the year that... Well, I went to the game where we versus Brisbane in the second round of the finals. And we lost in the dying minutes of the game. Heartbreaking it was.
That is heartbreaking, mate.
Before that, the only other time I've seen them was when they played the Titans. When my uncle was playing. I got tickets in.
Kev.
Big Kev.
Big Kev.
My grandfather, who's a long-time Dragon supporter and Kevin's dad... He'd go to all their games. He'd have his Dragons jersey on, and then his Titans hat.
That's what he wore. Best of both worlds.
Yeah, he got best of both worlds. Hey, Coffee.
Yes, mate.
What's your tip of the week? You didn't write a tip of the week.
You think I'd remember? No, I did. I don't know if I've spoke about this before, but. Like, I want you to mix up your practice to make it fun.
Good idea.
I want you to choose different targets, hit different shots, play off different lies.
Yep.
So don't always just hit 107 irons. So make it fun and make it not a chore.
That's very good.
Yeah.
It actually folds in well to my tip.
Really?
Yeah. Ask me what my tip is.
Not yet. So, like, because out on course, you never get the same lie.
Yep.
You're never hitting the same club. I understand if you're going through swing changes, yes. Use the one club. But when you actually find a groove, mix it up, pick a different tree, pick a different pin,
yep.
Hit a high, low one, hit a hook, hit a cut, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Make it fun. Practicing golf should not be a chore. You should want to do it.
Yeah, correct.
If it becomes a chore, you've lost it.
You're not doing something
right.
And
that goes for anyone.
Mm. I get that sometimes. I get a bit... I find practicing golf at certain times was a chore.
Because then you start hating it.
Mm. And I think I was just doing that. I was just trying to work on so many different things and never really gave myself a chance to just have fun like I was out there playing. So, yeah.
I always start my practice sessions off with a snap hook. Every time.
Why not?
Yeah.
Like the Legend of Bagger Vance.
Got no idea who that is.
You haven't seen the movie?
Nope.
It's got Will Smith in it.
Nope.
Oh. Bagger Vance. Will Smith is Bagger Vance. He's a caddy. Comes out to this guy and anyway, they go through the story and he tells him in one hole because he's all nervous and freaking. He hasn't played golf in ages. He lost his swing. He found his swing. Anyway, he's playing this tournament with all these people and Will Smith, who plays Bagger Vance, goes, "Well, why don't you just take yourself out of the tournament completely?" And he looks and he goes, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Just snap hook it into the out of bounds there." And so he snap hooks and he goes,
"Did he?"
Yeah, he goes, "Now do it again." Hooks it out. He goes, "See, now you got nothing to worry about." Yeah. And then goes through the story and he ends up binning this monster putt on the last hole to tie or something like that. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's a good movie. Yeah. It's got him and Matt Damon, I think, isn't it?
Matt Damon.
All right. Yeah.
Mate, what is your mental tip of the week?
Yeah, so my mental tip flows well into yours.
Billy Stocks, you'd like this.
Mm. Mental tip of the week. You ready? Practice like it's for a tournament. So mine fits in well to yours, I think. So mine's getting yourself sort of like, so you're doing like all those things like you said, picking different targets during it, and mine's treating as if you're hitting it to the 18th at the Masters or something.
Okay.
Right, so you're doing the full routine, you're giving yourself a situation, you give yourself a scenario, you visualize everything, and you play it as if it is a tournament.
Yeah.
Right, so, yeah, little things you see a lot of people do when they practice is, and it might seem small, but even if they're doing what you just recommended, they'll hit, say, 20 shots or whatever, and you don't see the towel come out, and you don't see a tee come out to wash the grooves or anything.
Yeah.
You're not going to play, if you had the last shot at the Masters, and you had to green it in two putt to win, you're not hitting that thing with a dirty face.
No.
Don't give me that.
Don't give you that.
So, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, making sure you're doing all those sort of tournament preparations. Because it is a step. And even if you're just starting playing golf, there is a big step from going and hitting balls on the range to actually physically playing golf on the course.
Correct.
And then there's another step going from playing golf on the course to actually playing a tournament if that's something you want to do.
Yeah. There's no substitute for the on-course stuff.
No, not at all. So, get out there and just give it a rip.
I've got a bit of a question.
Yeah, go for it.
It's about you're the mental man. So like,
you're asking why I'm such a head case?
Yeah, so I want to know why you feel like you should get a good lie when you snap hook one in the trees.
Yeah, so when do I do that?
Every second hole last Thursday.
Oh, I wouldn't say every second hole. I don't think I had that many snap hooks. I'm not prone to snap hooking it that much.
Oh, I need to know why you go down that avenue.
Yeah, so I'm very bad at positive self-talk. Very bad. Self-diagnosed.
We're going to have a big chat this week.
My
You're not allowed to get upset on Thursday.
Well, that's not fair.
It is fair.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You got upset because it was the first hole. It was on the 10th. And I hit a chip shot that was going straight at the flag. And it's from my angle, it kicked dead right. But I was still like 4 foot from the pin.
Yeah.
And I walked up there saying, "Oh, like kicked off, blah, blah." And you looked at me like, "What are you complaining about?"
Because that's the first hole, man.
First hole. So I am very bad at when it comes to golf, finding a positive out of my shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self-diagnosed.
I love it.
I know. I know the issues. I'm not very good at fixing it.
I was pissing myself.
It's what you get a head person for. A head coach.
Well, you're the,
not a head person.
The mental tips guy.
Not a head person. I'm good at the tips. I don't know about. I don't practice what I preach.
Yeah, I think that's it, isn't it?
Look, I think we've I think we've covered a lot.
Who's going to win the players?
Matsuyama playing?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Matsuyama.
Okay.
Well, you ought to give me someone. Oh, you think Scotty?
Yeah, Scotty.
Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah.
Look, I tried to pick someone other than Scotty Scheffler.
It's no point.
But Hideki had the thing going last round.
Maybe JT.
I like JT. It could be.
I wrote down Cam Smith and then realised he's not playing. I was like, Scotty and Cam.
He might get a start at the Masters, mate.
Actually, Cam won't be playing. Very good.
Very good. Well, man, this has been good. This I really hope this comes out okay. I can see on the screen my thing's going red, so I think that might be I'm talking a bit loud. So I apologise for anyone for that.
Yeah.
But we'll soon see.
Sounds good.
I've enjoyed this, and we'll do it again.
Cheerio.
See ya.